Courtney Cronin, Kevin Blackstone, Woody Page, George Sedano. Clock is ticking on a deadline. Have the Giants and Saquon Barkley reached a divide? And if Carlos Alcaraz's dad is filming Novak Djokovic's practices, could that provide any advantage if they meet in the Wimbledon final? Let's go around the horn. I'll say this. If my father, Pop Rialli, was filming anything, I'm not sure I'd be able to get anything from that with those meaty fingers, those thumbs all up in the lens.
The day I can't give the game everything on the floor, the day I'll be done. Lucky for you guys, that day is not today.
Not exactly breaking news, but LeBron clearly enjoyed saying it. He's coming back for year 21. George Sedano, how'd you hear LeBron last night at the ESPN?
I heard him give the Lakers clarity, Tony, because I was there when they got swept by the Nuggets, and tricky LeBron decided to sneak in. He didn't know about his future when they had already said, last question. And everybody was like, wait a second, did he just say he may retire? So the fact that he did give us some clarity is one thing. And I also think for the Lakers, they are now operating, in my estimation, as this could be a one-year situation, or at least year to year with LeBron. Now, we've seen that in Cleveland when he was in his prime, but now we see this at the end of his career, which I think is a different way you have to handle this if you're the Lakers. So I like now, in retrospect, even more their signings of Austin Reeves, Rui Hachimura, injecting some youth here while still trying to stay competitive in the Western Conference. So I think that's how I hear it, that this will be potentially LeBron's last season in the NBA.
Woody Page, is that what you heard?
Well, I didn't hear what George was saying. I was paying no attention because he was the only person in Los Angeles or Las Vegas that thought he might not be coming back. After that final game against the Nuggets, he had an incredible performance. He wasn't going to retire. He wants to come back and continue to play, and he's showing it. And I think it's a situation with the Lakers that with him, they have a chance to win the title. Without him, they got no chance to win the title, and Davis might as well be back in New Orleans where he started his professional career. But they have actually brought back the guys that will help him. They've added to that over the past year, and I think he's in a situation where he believes genuinely that they have a chance. I mean, if they'd gotten past the Nuggets, they might have been in the finals against the Miami Heat with a chance to win. Mm-hmm. So, of course, he's coming back. I wasn't surprised. I wasn't chagrined. I was happy that he's still in professional basketball. We get to see LeBron James.
Kevin Blackstone, how'd you hear LeBron last night?
Yeah, I heard him say this is great news for the Los Angeles Lakers. He's still got a lot to give in this league. He averaged, 28 points last year, 30 points before that. The only thing he cannot do anymore is give you 82 games a year. You know, he'll give you 55 or 60. And what the Lakers need to do is find someone who can help their cause through the other 20-some games a year. And so somebody's got to step up. Is it going to be one of the new guys, one of the guys that they sign when the young guys to step up? Is it going to be Anthony Davis finally picking up a little bit of the rope from LeBron James? But this is good news for the Lakers. It's good news for the league. And, you know, this guy wants to hang around and do things that still no one else has done, like, for example, play with his son.
And Courtney Cronin.
I love the idea that LeBron was actually considering retirement. I don't think anybody, LeBron included, actually felt that way. So for him to come out
George.
And break his silence or whatever we want to call it, this was completely calculated. He had a Hollywood audience in front of him. So this was the resolution that I think everybody was expecting. What I did take from him, though, when he was talking about, I never cheated the game and I want to be able to play and give everything I have. When I can't do that, I don't want to play anymore. To me, I heard that LeBron's healthy. Remember, he had that foot injury during the NBA playoffs. He was still able to drop 40 points in that game where they lost against Denver Nuggets when they got swept. Still very important that he's able to maintain his health, but it sounds like things are trending in that direction where you're going to get a healthy LeBron to start the 2023 season.
George, let me ask you a follow-up question. How much do you think it means to LeBron, this is year 21, that's the second most anyone's ever played, that he
plays the most seasons in NBA history, 22 or 23, that he plays the most games in NBA history?
I think it matters. I don't think it trumps championships or the possibility of winning championships, which is why Woody, when he said that he was thinking about his future for the first time in a 20-year career, everybody in that room scrambled because he walked off and we weren't able to ask another question, Woodrow. But here's the deal, Tony. To Kevin's point, I think he makes a lot of sense, too. The biggest predictor of future injury is past injury, and that's why the Lakers are bringing back some continuity, because after the trade deadline, they won the overwhelming majority of their games with this group that they traded for.
21 years. You know who has the NBA record for 22 seasons?
Vince Carter.
Everybody had that one. You know who has the record for most games played in NBA history?
Jabbar.
Jabbar is second. Robert Parrish. Get on the game, people. Okay, all right, all right. Okay, we'll move on. The latest on Saquon Barkley. Let's talk some football now. He has not signed the franchise tag the Giants designated for him. No indication he will. Deadline for a long-term deal is Monday. Diana Rossini's report that week one is in jeopardy and a holdout a possibility. Pro Football Talk's report of an offer and numbers got Barkley responding with caps. And Woody, as you know, that means it's a lie. Courtney, what do the Giants have on their hands here?
They've got a stalemate, Tony, that might not get solved. We know that deadlines sometimes accelerate the process, but this thing has to be worked out, a long-term deal for all franchise players by 4 p.m. on Monday. And it feels like the two sides are as far apart as they were 9 months ago when that offer came on the table during the middle of the season. The Giants need to make this happen. Look, we all know that no defensive coordinator is going out there saying, man, we really need to prepare for Daniel Jones. They say we need to prepare for Saquon Barkley. We've got to figure out how to stop him. When Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley are on the field together, Jones has thrown 41 touchdowns to 17 interceptions and has a 91.4 passer rating. When Saquon Barkley is off of the field, it's 16 touchdowns, 17 interceptions, a 77.3 passer rating for Jones. He is the Giants' offense. The Giants need to prioritize this and get something done. Or, as we heard from Saquon earlier this summer, he's willing to play that card about potentially sitting out.
So you believe there is a chance he sits out? He pulls a Le'Veon Bell. Did that work? Do you believe that's a playbook you want to look from?
Early on in the season, what Diana Rossini had reported that week one is in jeopardy, absolutely believe that. Of course, you want to be able to accrue your season for free agency, so you'd have to report, I believe, by week 10. But this is a Giants team that made it to the playoffs last year. They don't want to, like, blow all that momentum they had out of the water by not having their best offensive player in the fold.
Kevin Blackstone.
I won't put Le'Veon Bell in this conversation only because the Pittsburgh Steelers have had a history of not doing these types of contracts. But for Saquon Barkley, and to Courtney's point, I mean, this guy is important. And if I'm him, I'm really ticked off because I was electric my first year in the league for the Giants. And then, of course, a year or two later, I had a horrible injury. I fought my way back from that injury. And last year, I was as good as I was during my rookie campaign and contributed to this team and made them as dangerous as they could possibly be. And he deserves to be set up. The money that he's making right now is not worth it. That's less than the value he is to that franchise, to that offense, and to that quarterback. And they need to step up and make it happen. And if I'm him, I look at Emmitt Smith's playbook from years ago when he held out from the Cowboys after one game into the season. They looked like they were going down the toilet, and all of a sudden Jerry Jones said, here, sign this contract.
You covered that Cowboys team. Is there anything different between that Cowboys team and that player Emmitt Smith and this Giants team and this player Saquon Barkley? That was a defending champion, wasn't it?
Absolutely right. And I think when he came back, they went back to the Super Bowl. So there you go.
Woody Page, bring you in.
I believe that they're going to get it settled. I'm not sitting here being nefarious about this won't be solved and he'll be a holdout. They can't win without him. This team improved last year, and that was because he came back to the team. Daniel Jones is not really that great a quarterback, particularly without Barkley. If they don't have Barkley, they might as well go out and sign Charles Barkley because they're not going to do anything this season. So here's the matter. He wants McCaffrey money. We're talking about $3 million. That's not that much in the NFL. Why don't they come to a conclusion by Monday, which I think they will, where they settle on $15
million? There we go. Woody Page.
Stu McCaffrey and just over.
And another people's
because
money.
They have
I love
got
that.
To have him. They don't need to hold out. They don't need this problem. They need to get it solved right away, and they will.
And George Dono.
Tony, don't forget, it wasn't just one cap, wasn't what just one lie he was alleging. Double cap, okay? Two caps for Saquon Barkley on that tweet. And look, running back is the position that has the shortest shelf life in the National Football League. So if you're a running back and you're a good one like him, who's top five in all-purpose yards, you need to get paid when you can. There's a finite amount of time to play if you're a running back. And the Giants, by the way, start with 7 of their first 11 games on the road. You want to go on the road with some of those numbers that Courtney mentioned without Saquon Barkley early in the season? Good luck to
Courtney
you.
Courtney Cronin back in.
The holdup here is obviously the guaranteed money. Back in 2020, when Derrick Henry was franchised, he then signed his deal, $25.5 million in guaranteed money. Saquon should be shooting for more than that, but it sounds like the Giants aren't willing to go all in. Maybe do it worth like two franchise tags, which would be about, you know, $22 million in total guaranteed money.
Mm-hmm. Pay the man.
Chances he's not on the field week one. Let's play the odds maker game. George Sedano?
52%.
Chances he's not in the field week one, Woody Page?
0.
Kevin Blackstone?
12%.
Courtney Cronin?
I will say 53%.
Oh, the price is right. There we go. Buy or sell next.
Around the Horn is presented by Corona. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
On the list of unstoppable forces in sports right now, where is Novak Djokovic? Already the record-breaking summer for majors, and now he's staring down a season Grand Slam. Semis at Wimbledon is Djokovic, Sinner, Alcaraz, Medvedev. That's four of the top eight. It's stacked. Alcaraz's dad is filming Djokovic's practices. Carlos was asked about it, and he said he didn't deny it. He's like, yeah, he probably is. Wouldn't surprise me if he was. That's what he said. Kevin, Djokovic or the field? And who's got the best shot to take down Djokovic, if you believe it's somebody?
Well, it's Djokovic, but if somebody to take him down, it's going to be Alcaraz. Remember, he got the number one ranking back after he won the Queens tournament. He is 1-1 against Djokovic. Sinner's got no shot against him. Medvedev, I don't think, has a very good shot against him. But this kid is playing lights-out tennis right now, and if anybody can do it, he can do it.
Courtney Cronin?
What Sinner's trying to do is damn near impossible, which is beating Djokovic at a Grand Slam. The last player to do that was Rafa 13 months ago. And I think that you take a look at some of the struggles, if you want to call it that, that he's had at Wimbledon. Every time that his opponent has given him a threat, Djokovic has come surging back. These two faced off during the quarterfinals last year. Sinner had the first two. He got him on the first two. Djokovic then won the final three sets, and it wasn't even close. So give me Djokovic versus the field.
Sedano.
Tony, you know who's beaten Djokovic in the last five Wimbledons? That's nobody. So I'm taking Djokovic, even though I do think Alcaraz would give him the best match, but he's got the tougher draw, Alcaraz, with Medvedev. I think Joker's going to be a little more rested going into that final.
And Woody Page.
How about I go with Djokovic, too? I think that George is right. He is going to get into his fifth final, and he's also going to have a chance to sweep all four majors this year because
really
he gets
is.
To come back to America and play after being denied here before. So I think even though he's going to be tested by Sinner, who had those two sets last year, I don't think he's going to be beat by either one of the three.
Well, Alcaraz has to get through Medvedev, or Medvedev has to get through Alcaraz. Medvedev has beaten Djokovic before in the past as well. They played quite a few times. But Alcaraz's dad, you know, my father has got the phone. He's shooting the – Anthony, I was taking video of PTI to see what Tony and Mike are doing to see how your game would be able to relate, you know. But his finger's always in the shot. I would love to know the video that Alcaraz's dad – maybe it's just me. I'll move on. Buy or sell two. Could the Toronto Raptors move – Pascal Siakam, reports are mounting. And Michael Grange of Sportsnet says there's a separation growing between the team and the All-Star. George, buy or sell the Raptors moving Siakam and going full rebuild?
Tony, I'm selling it. I'm selling it for a couple of reasons. Those offers that are rumored are not good for Pascal Siakam. They're not worth it. And also, Masai Ujiri is one of the toughest negotiators in the sport. He's going to want to win that trade. He wanted allegedly three first-rounders for OG Anunoby last year, and they can't tank. They're not a free agent destination, so they can't do it.
Woody Page.
In Ujiri, I trust. I saw him deal with Carmelo Anthony when he left the Denver Nuggets and how he was able to get six players and three draft choices. He is, as George said, a tough negotiator. These deals are not that good. I think he keeps Siakam right there in Toronto with Scottie Barnes, and you've got a good pair to work with.
Kevin Blackstone?
I don't see that. I don't see that going anywhere. And I'm here in Washington, D.C. I'm all for a rebuild. I'm all for blowing stuff up right now. So you can't tell me that you shouldn't be dealing him. Van Vliet, the heart and soul of your team, is gone. Nick Nurse, my man, the championship coach of your team, is gone. They are not coming back. Make the move now when you can get something for Seattle.
They need to move him because he's in the final year of his contract, so you got to get something for a two-time All-Star. And they were so bad at three-point shooting last year. They got Grady Dick, who starred at Kansas, one of the best shooters in the draft. And I think if Atlanta, which is a team that's been rumored to be in the mix, if they're willing to part ways with some of their shooters, that might sweeten the deal for the Toronto Raptors.
So you think it's in Atlanta that's in play for Siakam? Is there somebody, George, I know you don't think it's going to happen, that's closer to contender that might be wooed here?
Indiana. If Indiana can get him, that changes their trajectory for sure with Mathurin and Halliburton. Those two guys are stars.
So you say Indiana. So you think they could be a contender now. Okay.
They would be the one team that if they got Siakam, they would change their trajectory in the Eastern Conference. Yes.
Ah, okay. We'll move on. Buy or sell three, Summer League. Could we be witnessing the rise of Chet Holmgren? He's healthy and he's balling. 25-9, five blocks last night. He had 16-10 the game before. George, you were on the call of that game. How real is the Summer League for Holmgren? What are you seeing?
He's getting better, Tony, and he's put on 15 pounds of muscle. I know it doesn't look like it, but, you know, he's got a couple of weaknesses still, and I think it's just more his base, kind of like Wembanyama a little bit in that regard. I think their trajectories could be very similar when it comes to their physical build. But I think Holmgren is ahead of him, obviously, at this point because he's got a year of NBA training in his bag at this point. But you see him blocking shots defensively, shooting from three, passing. He's got the whole game for sure.
You're high on him. Here we go. Woody Page, how about you?
I'm also buying him. That Liz Frank injury was so devastating that you have to wonder about his comeback from it, the number two draft choice overall last year, and the way he played and showing you developing that muscle tone, even though he's still thin, I think he's in for a real good year and a comeback.
KB, are you putting stock in these summer league stats and games he's played?
I don't put any stock in the number of points he's scoring. I don't put any stock in his shooting percentage. I don't put any stock or much stock in him blocking shots. The only thing he needs to stay away from, the most important thing, is DNP. He needs to stay healthy. That's what everybody wants to see. And then you can see what kind of player you get.
If he does stay healthy, he's the missing piece that this rebuild needs to take that next step. Oklahoma City was a play-in team last year. They have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, a bunch of young players, and if Holmgren ends up staying healthy this year, they get size that they didn't have. Last year, top eight players in total minutes. No one was taller than 6'6". That's Josh Giddey. He's a guard. Imagine what happens if you have size, a 7'1", in Chet Holmgren.
Okay. Everybody high on Holmgren. Sedano and Blackiston will be our showdown. Woody Page, thanks for the time today. Courtney Cronin, always great to have you.
Boy,
to enter,
panel of the week.
But only one will leave next.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Horn is presented by Corona. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
We showed some of the highs of Summer League before, and this is something else. Raptors' Marquese Noel. Well, he tried that three. He tried to look away. Didn't go as well as he may have liked. Kevin, what's the biggest error here?
The biggest error is not Noel. The biggest error is you didn't put Steph Curry's face up here. He's the one to blame for all this. He's the one that came into the NBA and expanded the idea of shooting a jump shot to the timeline and is able to make it. He is a special athlete. If Steph Curry really cared about basketball, he'd send out a video right now saying, do not try this at home. He's the only person on the planet that can shoot like that. Stop it.
Tell us how you really feel. George?
Tony, he's a two-way player for the Raptors. Well, he's got a one-way ticket to the G League and Raptors 905. I don't think I can top that, but there may be a new hashtag. Hashtag blame Steph from Kevin Blackiston.
I don't even know if I agree with what you're saying there, Kevin. It sounds like something Bob Ryan would argue, but I love your passion for it. That's going to get you the FaceTime today.
I hope no one missed the ruling the other day by the European Court of Human Rights, which decided that Caster Semenya, the South African 800 runner, who's one of the greatest athletes we've seen in the past 15 years, was being discriminated against by being forced to reduce her testosterone level in order to fairly compete against other women. She is a woman. She lost 4 years of her career. Who knows if she'll be able to get back to her status in Paris, but I certainly hope that the track body and the sports bodies of the world examine this ruling and realize that they are doing a great disservice by forcing men and women who may have a high testosterone level that they were born with to reduce it in order to compete.
Thank you for that time, Kevin Blackiston. Courtney, Woody, George, thanks for being with us today. On a 23.5-hour break, we'll see you tomorrow around the horn.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base.
How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.